We've reached the final segment of Crunch Time on a Tuesday, meaning we ask the proverbial question, which imagine at this point, not knowing high-level people from the sports we follow are under a microscope, that pretty much everything you do, say, social media, even think, it's documented. It's called What Are You Doing? And Alex leads off.
Doesn't stop us from documenting our crazy thoughts all day, but to be fair. To Neymar, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is tough because he's such a good player and diving is such a big part of soccer in terms of strategy and getting penalty kicks in the box. But it might be because Neymar is so good that him rolling around like a baby is so offensive to me. Brazil beats Mexico the other day and Neymar accounted for both goals, scoring in one, assisting on the other. He is one of the best players in the world. But every time anyone gets near him on the pitch, he literally flails around as if he just got shot in the leg. He was laying down faking an injury against Mexico when someone walked over and grabbed the ball next to his leg. You literally would have thought the grass suddenly turned to fire. It was like he suffered the worst injury in the history of injuries. A minute later, and some Russell Wilson Jesus water, he was back to full speed. A miracle. Or one of the best players in the world playing Bush League soccer. I understand that it's strategy in the sport. It's a Bush League strategy, but a strategy nonetheless. But Neymar takes it too far. At least we can say it spawned some fantastic tweets and fake videos. Like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, get on Twitter and find yourself in the Neymar joke video or something like that. It's really good stuff. But dude, pull it together, Neymar, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Terrell Owens, I ask.
What are you doing?
Terrell.
So today, Tua announces he's definitely not attending the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton the weekend.
You just call him Tua?
Yeah.
I love that.
The weekend the NFL kicks off its exhibition season with, surprisingly enough, the Hall of Fame game. He's angry. He's bitter. He wasn't elected to the Hall on the first ballot, and it's ridiculous on paper. The voters cited his petulance and the fact he's a documented horrible teammate, selfish, willing to throw his mates and coaches under the bus at the drop of a hat to try to make himself look better. So by doing this, he comes off as petty, childish, immature, a crybaby, like he doesn't care about anybody but himself. Weird, huh? And to prove us wrong, he shuns one of the great days an American pro athlete can revel in by acting petulant, petty, childish, immature. So, I'll tell you what, there's no way to be sure about something. And we've heard guys like Clemens and Bond saying the Hall of Fame doesn't mean anything to them. They're liars. And this man, Terrell Owens, this will be a lifelong regret. There is no doubt about it. As we ask,
what are you doing?
If it looks like a jackass, sounds like a jackass, it's Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens.
To Jerry Rice, I ask.
What are you doing?
Jerry Rice, apparently in ESPN The Mag this month in the body issue. It's the one where athletes get naked and show what an athlete's body looks like. I guess it's impressive. Rice, 55 years old, has stayed in amazing shape. He's a regular Jack LaLanne or Richard Simmons or whatever. But what he is not is an NFL player anymore because... And you know that I say this as the biggest Jerry Rice fan ever because he is old. Rice said in ESPN The Mag that he still thinks he can catch 80 balls and be productive right now. The problem is the first time he went over the middle against, let's say, Luke Kuechly, might as well go with the best. I just imagine that his limbs will literally fall off of his body or his insides will literally explode. Like, Kuechly hits him in the stomach, then his stomach stops working because he's old. Bro, if you're out there drinking Metamucil, you cannot be running post routes against Patrick Peterson. I love you, Jerry. You're the best wideout in the history of the league, but you cannot play in the NFL anymore. Stop. Your last year, at age 42, you caught 30 passes. No. No sale, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Stop saying that. Stop it.
85 balls.
Stop it.
Not that if, you know, I could get out there and give you a good series and maybe I could separate.
I could not get killed in a quarter.
I'm going to catch 5-6 balls a game in this
NFL. No,
you're
not.
Yeah, except for the part where you're not.
You're going against defenders and you're going to have to, like, outrun people. No, it's not going to happen.
All right, and my last one is for USA Today writer Martin Rogers, I ask.
What are you doing?
So he wrote a piece following Mexico's 2-0 defeat against Brazil in the knockout round yesterday. It was the 7th consecutive loss in the round of 16 for Team Mexico, which is kind of astounding. His angle is fans of the U.S. men's national team should be celebrating the loss? That sounds like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. For openers, it's selfish and arrogant. Well, even for Americans, they're out. Who you root for when your team is not involved is the equivalent of thoughts and prayers. It doesn't really mean anything. It's self-importance at the highest level. Mexico is ranked 15th in the world, the USA 25th. Mexico beat defending champion Germany and, you know, made the field for the World Cup. The Americans didn't. Our national team is not involved. Deal with it. Get over it, please. As we ask.
What are you doing?
To David Carr, I ask.
What are you doing?
Not the Raiders QB, the former Giants QB. David Carr is apparently an NFL Network's analyst, decided to knock out a list of his top 10 QBs in the NFL right now. One is Tom Brady. Uh-huh. Two is Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Three is Drew Brees. All right. Four is his brother Derek. So according to David Carr, Derek Carr is a better NFL quarterback right now than Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Matt Stafford, Russell Wilson, you know, all of the rest of them. No, David, that's a hard no. He is a fine NFL quarterback, but what he is not is a top five NFL QB yet. And by the way, he didn't even have Roethlisberger in his top 10. Did he forget about him?
Yes.
Like, he threw for over 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns last year. I imagine Derek Carr looked at the list and was like, dude, you know that, like, Kirk Cousins is better than me right now, right? Like, there's an argument that Alex Smith is better than I am. Colin Kaepernick might be better than I am because he's apparently better than Alex Smith, according to Harbaugh. Brotherly love is cool and all, but your bro ain't that good, David, as we ask.
What are you doing?